नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हस्यते विहितो दण्डो नालोके वर्तते धुना चातुर्भिर अद्भुताय सिद्धाय अज्ञाते विप्रलम्बिता। The supreme judge must be one, not many. It is our understanding that you are the supreme judge and that you have jurisdiction even over the demigods. Our impression was that you are the master of all living entities, the supreme authority who discriminates between the pious and impious activities of all human beings. But now we see that the punishment ordained under your authority is no longer effective, since your order has been transgressed by four wonderful and perfect persons. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Yamadutas had been under the impression that Yamaraj was the only person in charge of administering justice. They were fully confident that no one could counteract his judgments. But now, to their surprise, his orders had been violated by the four wonderful persons from Siddhaloka. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers. Texts 7 and 8. Very grateful and honored to be with all of you, Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple. Thank you for giving me this chance to serve. This historical event we are reading of have been cited by our greatest acharyas throughout history as an example of the power of the chanting of the holy names and of the infinite power of grace over even the supreme justice system of the universal creation. Ajamil was a nice Brahmin boy who performed pious devotional types of activities. But in the course of this ever-entangling material existence, dukalayam ashashvatam, he became entangled due to inattentiveness. He became infatuated by material enjoyment. And the way Maya works is if she can get you in one place, she'll use that one situation to entangle you everywhere else. So one thing led to another. In order to just enjoy an infatuation that awoke in his mind, he became envious. He became cruel. He became a liar, a cheater, a thief. Broke the hearts of his parents. He spent his whole life absorbed in sinful activities. And we know how, at the time of his death, he called upon his youngest son, Narayan. By Krishna's arrangement. It was at that time that the Yamadutas descended for the purpose of bringing him to a hellish existence. To be given all the punishments that his karma deserved. And Yamadutas, how powerful they are. There is no nuclear bombs, no Scud missiles that could possibly stop their approach to any of us. With all the armies of the world, with all the bombs and ammunitions of the world, with all the scientific research of the world, nothing can protect us from the Yamadutas. That is their power. And where do they get their power from? From Yamaraj. They are his deputed, empowered agents to do his will. The Yamadutas understand what their own strength is, and they are fully conscious of where they're getting it from Yamaraj. And nothing and no one in history that they had ever seen could possibly block them from fulfilling their mission. But today, they're seeing this, as far as they're concerned, just a sinful creature who've made so many offenses. And more or less, they're just going about their routine duties to give him the punishment he deserves. And suddenly these four beautiful personalities appeared. And they had the strength to stop them. The Yamadutas were bewildered. How is this possible? So they approached their master, Yamaraj, explaining the situation. But now we see that the punishment ordained under your authority is no longer effective, since your order has been transgressed by four wonderful, perfect persons. Just as Yamaraj most often fulfills his mission through his servants. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose mission is to save people from Yamaraj by his divine grace, is most often fulfilled through his servants. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapibhyo moksha ishami masuja. Krishna tells, abandon all varieties of dharma and just surrender to me. I shall protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. That is the power of Krishna. But how to surrender? Krishna sends his devotees into this world to teach us that process of how to surrender to Krishna. Daiviheshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vame prapatyante maya meta tirantite. This material energy consisting of three modes, it's very difficult to overcome. But one who takes shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his prayer taught, Nam Nam Akari Bahuta Nija Sarva Shaktish, that Krishna's holy names are not different than Krishna. All the power, the beauty, the sweetness, the grace of Krishna is manifesting within this world through the name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in his name. Just as Narasingadev liberated Hiranyakashipu, as Varaha Dev liberated Hiranyaksha, as Ramchandra liberated Kumbhakarna and Ravana, as Krishna liberated Kamsa, Agasura, that same one supreme truth, the personality of Godhead, has descended in the name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasvigra. To kill these demons within our hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Patita Pavana Avatar, most merciful, has descended into this age of Kali to deliver the most fallen souls. He has given us this message that simply by learning how to take shelter of the holy names of Krishna and the association of the devotees of Krishna, one can attract Krishna's grace. And that grace is the supreme power in all existence. Dinahina yata chilo harinam udharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Narottam Das Thakur tells that the evidence of this, the power of the holy name and the grace one can access through the chanting of the holy names, has been demonstrated in the story of Jagai and Madhai. Yamaraj himself was astonished upon seeing this. Jagai and Madhai were far more atrocious than Ajamiya. They were murderers. They would burn people's house down. They would kill cows and eat them. They would rape the daughters of Brahmins. They were constantly intoxicated. They used the most foul, obnoxious language. Everything about them was terrible. They created so much suffering to so many people. But yet Nityananda Prabhu, he was a messenger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, along with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, when he was speaking about the glories of the power of the holy name, he would cite the example of Ajamiya. That the name of the Lord is so powerful. Because through the name of the Lord, one can access the grace of the Lord. And there is no sins that one could possibly commit that cannot be transcended through the grace of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, when he saw the activities of Jagai and Madhai, and when he inquired and heard about the extent of their sinful activities, he became enthusiastic that what greater way is there to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy than to show the world that they could, that Lord Chaitanya could deliver even Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu, he approached them and requested them to chant the holy names of Krishna. And they were so covered over by illusion and the false ego, they couldn't see that he was the well-wisher. They attacked Haridas and Nityananda with the purpose of killing them. And Haridas Thakur, who was Lord Brahma, Nityananda Prabhu, who was Sri Balaram, they have nothing to fear from these people. But still, in their lila, they ran away. They were running very fast as Jagai and Madhai was chasing after them. And all the people who were standing around were watching. But on another evening, Nityananda Prabhu again approached them. And we know the story how Madhai smashed Lord Nityananda on the head with a pot. Blood flowed from his head. And Nityananda Prabhu, still, as a well-wisher, was pleading with them to give up their sinful activities and chant the names of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as death personified. Srila Prabhupada explains his eyes were red
with anger because they had caused harm to his beloved devotee, Lord Nityananda. He called upon his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu, with tears of compassion, pleaded with Lord Chaitanya, give them your mercy. In this age of Kali, we have descended to deliver these kinds of people with the weapon of the holy name. Ultimately, upon seeing the wrathful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagai and Madhai became very sober. And then they realized what a loving friend Nityananda Prabhu truly was. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only asked two things of them. Stop engaging in these materialistic activities and always chant the holy names of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, seeing that they were willing to accept this grace, invited them to their kirtan. That same night, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, all the devotees were dancing and singing with Jagai and Madhai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, never think of Jagai and Madhai for what they were. I have taken all of their sins myself. And just to give evidence to this, all the sins of Jagai and Madhai entered the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his beautiful golden complexion became very dark. Lord Chaitanya asked, what do you see, Advaita? Sri Advaita Prabhu said, you look like Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now everyone chant, and by your chanting, all these sins will go away. He said, where will they go? Wherever people are offending my devotees, all the sins of Jagai and Madhai will enter into them. And by chanting Harinam, his complexion again became beautiful molten gold. Such a dramatic pastime to show the power of his mercy. The quantity of cruelty and terrible activities that they committed would have taken perhaps millions of lifetimes of prayaschitta, of atonement, to mitigate. But just in a matter of minutes, because they sincerely accepted the holy names of Krishna and accepted this vow to never sin again, by the power of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's grace, they were liberated. Not only liberated, they were given ecstatic love for Krishna. And when Yamaraj saw what happened, and he inquired from his secretary, Chitragupta, how is this possible? Tell me about their background. Yamaraj's secretary told that they had committed so many terrible karmas. Can you imagine?
Yamaraj had an entire staff of people who were just keeping track of the sins of Jagai and Madai. In that sense, even from a point of view of being horrible, we are insignificant. Actually, they had the powers of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Dantavakra, Shishupal. They were of the same nature. Chitragupta said that the whole staff was so overworked just trying to keep tabulations of their sins and what the reactions would be. It was like a massive mountain of data. But now, by Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu's grace, that whole mountain has become reduced to practically nothing and just thrown in the ocean, and it's disappeared. And not only are they free from all the reactions to all their sins, but they're weeping in the ecstasy of prema bhakti, and their hairs are standing on end, and they've become personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, and all the devotees. When Yamaraj heard this, now this is extraordinary. He literally fell unconscious. Now that takes a lot to make Yamaraj unconscious. It's the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Nityananda Prabhu and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the representatives of his grace. Similar to the Yamadutas being the representatives of Yamaraja's justice, and the Vishnudutas being the representatives of Narayan's grace. Srila Prabhupada was asked, how is it, even though we have committed so many sinful activities, that we are being given entrance into the spiritual world of Vrindavan? What is our qualification? Srila Prabhupada, very humble, but very honest, he said, you had no qualifications. Prabhupada said, I made your qualifications. His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada's divine grace is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's divine grace, perfectly flowing through him. That is our qualification. And if we simply take shelter of that grace, that was what Jagai and Madai did. They took shelter of the grace of Lord Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And once we take shelter of that grace, we are cleansed, we are purified, we are empowered. At initiation, Srila Prabhupada gave us these four regulative principles, and he also gave us the vow to chant the holy names of the Lord. If we really take
seriously the form and the spirit of those vows. That's how we take shelter of Krishna's grace.
Kalera dosani de raja nastihe kamahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha parambraja.
This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. People are so spiritually weak. There are unlimited distractions, both within and without. The environment is so polluted. But there's this one benediction, that simply taking shelter of Krishna's holy name, one can attain the perfection of liberation.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they appeared.
To give us this Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, this prime, supreme benediction for all humanity.
In the case of Ajamil, we are going to read that Yamaraj in the verses that are just about to come, he's going to tell the Yamadutas that anyone who takes shelter of the Lord's holy names, they are protected by the Lord. Don't even look in their direction. Although the Yamadutas have
the authority on behalf of Yamaraj to bring justice to all humanity.
Srila Prabhupada explains the power of Yamaraj.
We may get away with certain things within the legal system of the countries of this world. Sometimes we could just somehow get away with things. Sometimes we can give some bribe and get away with things. But with Yamaraj, you cannot get away with anything. Because he's seeing on a level. And when he makes that decision, even the greatest lawyers cannot help you. He will give you what you deserve. But Yamaraj is telling his devotees, his servants, do not even go near those people who are Vaishnavas, who are bowing their heads sincerely and chanting the holy names of Narayan, because they are protected by the grace of Lord Narayan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they came to present on the highest, most complete level, this divine grace. And Srila Prabhupada, as their pure, empowered representative, he taught us that actually our only qualification is
is to take shelter and humble ourselves to that grace. Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasi hishnuna amanina manatena kirtaniya sadahari. The tendency is that we are very proud of our own abilities. But Maya is so strong. There's nothing to be proud about. Janmaishwariga Shruta Shibir Edamanamapa. Queen Kunti explained that if one is proud of their knowledge, their high birth, their beauty, their wealth, or anything, one cannot sincerely cry out the holy names. Akinchana Gocharam. The real qualification is when we realize that we are nothing, we are impoverished, and therefore, like beggars, we are crying out for Krishna's grace. If we try with great determination to live by these simple principles of Krishna consciousness. Ananyas chintayantamam yejana pariyapashana. By Krishna's grace, he will protect what little we have and he will supply what we lack. That is Krishna's grace. Radha Ras Bihari Temple is a manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's divine grace. To attract people from all over Mumbai, to attract people from all over India and all of the world, to understand Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya's divine grace. Because through their pastimes of chanting the holy names of the Lord, they are giving us entrance into the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. Let us just humble ourselves. Srila Prabhupada, in our lives, these, even beyond what the Vishnu Dutas did for Ajamil, he's come and descended into our lives as the messenger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, with the holy names of Krishna. And he's giving even more because Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only Lord Narayan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears once in a day of Brahma. He is Krishna, who's come to taste the sweetness of Radha's love. And all the avatars are manifested within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Purna Avatar. And he's opening the doors to Goloka Vrindavan, the rarest, most intimate, most elevated revelation of the one supreme truth. That's what Srila Prabhupada has brought us.
Thank you very much.